all that is in it. And may God defend the right.
Warning, warning.
We've got to stop them. They're going to kill us all.
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Red, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
It's time for the Brian Roos Show on Revolution Radio, coming to you from beautiful Vancouver, Canada. Brian and his guests talk about the big picture, the world view of reality with good and evil. They explore the truth and lies from aliens to globalists to advanced ancient civilizations.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun though, isn't it?
It's time for the Brian Roos Show. It's time for
Biden put so much pressure. Saudi Arabia was inching towards the Abraham Accords. They were just about to join before October 7th. I don't understand why Israel allowed this thing to happen. It was disgusting on behalf of the leadership. I believe that the people in power in the security infrastructure. That's a death sentence. They should be put to death. That's treason to allow this attack to have happened for so long. It should have been stopped. I grew up.
Hold on a second. Are you talking about? Because I was going to ask you this. Are you talking about October 7th? Do you believe Israeli intelligence stood down and let it happen?
I don't see how in the world it couldn't have not been that, because I grew up watching Bibi Netanyahu address the United Nations saying, Israel's traversable in 9 minutes. You know, I heard that line 10,000 times. Israel is traversable in 9 minutes. We can't go back to the 1967 borders. So we were traversable in 9 minutes then, but you couldn't send a helicopter with soldiers to jump out and rope into combat. I actually met a civilian. I have a nonprofit organization called Magivim here in Los Angeles that just deals with Jewish issues and stuff like that. And we hosted a night for hostages. And one of the guest speakers was just a Jewish former IDF soldier who was on vacation in Israel, former Special Forces, 10 years retired with his family. And he was in 30 minutes away from where this happened. He engaged. He left his family and engaged the Hamas terrorists before the Israelis even got there. He's a vacationing Jew just trying to see the homeland. And I met him and I spoke with him and I was shocked. And to me, it was like, okay, if armed civilians are responding faster than the Israeli military, something is up. They can monitor every inch of the fence of the Gaza Strip, and I don't buy any of the excuses that it was a cyber attack or anything like that. I lived in Israel for many years. It's a very small country and very – I could be in northern Israel and still have made it down to the settlements that were affected in time quicker than the army could have. I could have traversed the country north to south and got there before the army did. So, of course, there was some sort of false flag event, some sort of planned nature in this October 7th situation.
A stand down to reignite the conflict, give Netanyahu the upper hand to take over the Gaza Strip. You're calling treason upon the Israeli leadership.
And that doesn't indemnify the Hamas terrorists. They still went out there and killed and raped and slaughtered, you know. But yeah, there's something majorly fishy. And if you look in the sentiment in Israel, the Jews are united with each other and our common plight of being Jewish. But every day people send me messages. I don't know if the government's going to be here tomorrow. I don't know if they're going to make it. The people of Israel do not trust their government unilaterally. And it's a very weird situation because there's so much security risk at the same time that it's a conundrum. So this is kind of like the backdrop. And even the most unawakened Israelis understand that there was major internal issues on October 7th.
If I'm translating this, it sounds like to me, in a way, Netanyahu almost has the Israeli people held hostage for his own agenda. And I would say it's not even that uncommon. You know, like Colonel Douglas McGregor can't get a second of mainstream media airtime. He's against the foreign policy engagement with Russia. He's a bit anti-Netanyahu as well. There are former Israeli generals, IDF, that are outspoken against what Netanyahu is doing. They don't get airtime.
I made a video. It's on my band page. It's called Adolf Netanyahu. I've been going hard on Netanyahu for years now, ever since the rollout of the vaccines. And you got to look at him strategically, not just isolated incidences. He seizes control of Israel. He forcefully injects Israel in the most draconian laws. It was almost as draconian as Australia. They weren't even allowed to leave, and everyone lives in apartments. So they were all cooped up there. Somehow Israel had 6 booster shots before America even had their first booster. And Pfizer is a known Operation Paperclip company. Pfizer conducted all of its research in German until 1971. They were some of the largest recipients of the work of Joseph Mengele. So I started losing respect for Bibi Netanyahu then. Growing up, he was a hero of mine. I always said, oh, Bibi is going to protect us and all this stuff. It's BS. He was in on it from the beginning. It started with the poison shots and, you know, his involvement in the World Economic Forum. And I started turning around and saying, and that's a hard wake up pill when you realize that your heroes are really your enemies and you got it wrong with Netanyahu. And he's got the country in the grip. Like he doesn't have full support from the military, but the military is confused and doesn't know how to respond. There's a large contingency of what I think are compromised officials in Israel.
Well, and briefly before the break, what do you make of the military? Because we see a lot of these videos and there's young people that are engaged in these actions and bombing, you know, kids just walking in the middle of nowhere and killing people and celebrating it, stealing children's toys and uploading it to the internet.
Yeah, I hate seeing that kind of stuff. I think it's wrong. I encourage any Israeli soldiers that are watching this interview to stop doing that. It's disgusting. But I do support those boys and girls who are fighting. They're young kids and they're fighting for their lives. And they believe that they're defending the country. And they're not so, you know, Israel doesn't even have freedom of speech. So a lot of these people, they don't have access to so much outside information.
All right, we're up against a break. We'll be right back. Final segment.
I think the U.S. economy is about to hit the skids, and Russia and the BRICS nations are playing a masterful game of chess. And our administration's going in with like a checkerboard. They're not even.
And the Federal Reserve has signaled they're done with interest rates.
And things are going to get so bad. The globalists are going to usher in a new world of central bank digital currency.
A form of money you cannot see. Central bank digital currencies.
They don't hide in the shadows anymore. They tell us exactly what they're going to do.
Exactly. That's what's so frustrating. If you study it, you know the battle plan, but they know the public doesn't check that out. So, but we're able to give it to the public. That could really mess up their operation.
The world is going to see a functioning CBDC very soon, within the coming year.
We saw bank failure 1.0. It was Silicon Valley. Credit Suisse, First Republic, Silvergate Bank, I mean, all of those.
First, we had the effects of a dramatic rise in interest rates, leading to the closure of Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, and First Republic Bank.
That was just a tremor before the bank quake.
Yes, I think bank failures 2.0 is coming. I mean, just last week, the CEO of Citigroup said we're laying off 10% of our workforce. So at times of crisis, which happens to be happening during an election year, people will say, okay, this is so bad. Banks are shutting down, all this economic failure. We'll give you what you want. Government, just we'll give you away our freedoms. Just take care of us. Make sure that we can still feed our family.
But this is happening in surprising numbers. We all sort of take our local bank for granted until it's gone.
That's happening in 4,000 other locations around the country. And I think in the months ahead, we'll get more failures of regional banks around office space and commercial real estate.
Surveillance and privacy issues could arise if the central bank is able to monitor every transaction.
We've had, over the last 3 weeks, major disturbances in the banking world, right?
This comes after the regional bank suffered a week-long plunge in its stock, plus a credit downgrade.
We've seen stocks of things like Comerica Bank, PacWest Bank, New York Community Bank, and even Schwab just start to hit the skids.
Which, by the way, when you first came on months ago, you predicted this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, because the writing was on the wall.
There's another big concern that a central bank-issued digital currency could cause a bank run during economic instability.
Here's the ugly reality. We are no different than Argentina, Venezuela, Zimbabwe, Greece, Cyprus. Any country who loses demand for their currency and is forced to print, they go into an inflationary spiral that brings social chaos. Tangible assets like gold and silver are so important, not just because they're growing, because I think it's a means to protect your financial privacy and financial freedom.
I think there's going to be alternative systems of using tangible assets like gold and silver to back private currencies for individuals to actually be able to transact business on their own, not be a digital slave in their digital world. These are the kind of solutions that I've been shouting from the rooftops for decades, Alex.
Inflation is coming. What happens to tangible assets like gold and silver during inflation? They go up.
People do need to get basic gold and silver. They need to at least stick their toe in the ocean and do it. They need to go to your website, KEPM, KEPM.com/gold, KEPM.com/gold. That's KEPM.com/gold, or call 720-605-3900. They need to talk to you folks and start getting gold and silver bullion now. But regardless, we're in for an insane time.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Wanted combat, just tune into Alex Jones and Rabbi Schmully tomorrow. Because, I mean, my goodness. What a face like a used diaper. All right, I've got one last segment here with Adam King. I think it's been a good interview. And if people want to debate him, you can go ahead and reach out to him. He's not shy from a debate. Now, I do want to get into one thing. I'll play a little bit of this report here, and that is the red heifer phenomenon. They're about to be sacrificed, bringing in the Third Temple. I want to hear Adam's take on that. Quickly, let's just roll a bit of this report in clip 14.
Speech, a Hamas spokesman blamed the Jews for bringing red cows to the Holy Land. The cows he's talking about at a secure, undisclosed location are these. Red heifers, to be precise. Some Jews and Christians believe they're the key to rebuilding the historic Jewish temple in Jerusalem and to beckoning the Messiah. To understand, you have to go back nearly 2,000 years when the ancient Romans destroyed the last temple in the city. To rebuild it, these believers point to the Bible's Book of Numbers. It commands the Israelites to sacrifice a red heifer without defect or blemish and that has never been under a yoke. Only then can the temple rise again. Caring for them on an Israeli settlement.
All right,
in West
so I don't want to play the whole thing here for the sake of time, but they've got three red heifers. They actually got them from Texas, crazy enough, from a farm in Texas. Okay, they're about to do this now after thousands of years. Adam, what is your take on this phenomenon?
Well, this is so exciting, and actually, I really appreciate you bringing this up because Byron Stinson, the Texas rancher who birthed these red heifers, is actually coming on my show on Thursday. So I'm going to be interviewing him, and I'm super excited about it. There was five originals, and one was ruled invalid, so there's four now. But this is one of the greatest things for humanity. And there's a lot of press on the right, a lot of fear of what this is and what, but the red heifer, the ceremony of the red heifer is used to purify from the impurity of death. It is it's a ritual in Judaism that, elevates human consciousness by separating, living consciousness from dead consciousness. If you touch a body or a dead body or a specific level of impurity, this ritual removes those impurities, and it's a very good thing. When this happens,
wait a second, like you mean if you're committing a genocide or something?
The side of the Satan will have a tremendous blow when this happens.
Well, okay, so but hold on. So what is the real expectation that's going to happen with this? Because, you know, I recently read the Old Testament when I was in prison, and what I found to be the case is that it's mostly just arbitrary stuff. You know, 4 cubits for this temple and 5 cubits at this angle and right. This stair here, and it's just like, okay, well, I mean, but what do you think the real significance? I mean, what do you think is really going to happen here? You say it's going to be great for humanity. Why?
Because there's this... Owen, this is a whole nother show, but essentially it involves...
Oh, it's going to be a show, I'm sure.
And by the way, I will accept any debate. I'm not afraid of any challenge. So just throwing that out to the viewer audience. DM me on X and we could set something up. But the red heifer, what it symbolizes, it's one of the most esoteric rituals. Now, the red heifer is burnt down to after it's killed, it's burnt down to ashes and mixed with liquid and then sprinkled on people as they come to the temple for the Yom Kippur service. That means that Jesus had this done to him. That means that all the apostles who were Jewish had this done to them. This is something that they didn't have a problem with. But in the right, you have people like Jew Peters who gets up and starts saying that this is a satanic ritual. Well, the God of Abraham, who Christians think is Jesus, said to do this. And so I think it's far from a satanic ritual if it's in the Old Testament. That being said, what it does is it purifies the world from the impediment of death. Death brings like this darkness and this sadness. And this is like kind of like where Judaism, you really see it as an esoteric faith. And you can't divorce the mysticism from the common practice, which so many Jews today do. The Kabbalah is the mystic Judaism. This is a very Kabbalistic ritual that's going to take place. In order to ascend the Temple Mount, you cannot have the impurity of death upon you. And this is the ritual by which death is washed away. It's a purification ritual. And death is one of the foremost leading blockages to human consciousness. And so when this happens, it's going to release this grip that death has had on humanity for thousands of years. And I'm talking about esoteric things. In the physical realm, you will see the side of evil suffer tremendous blows. People are going to wake up from comas all of a sudden when this happens. It's going to be miraculous healings for people all over the world who are clenched in the fist of death and they're fighting for their life. They're going to be released. You will see when this happens, people will be brought back. This is the time of miracles that we're in, and it's indicative that the Messiah is near.
Have you ever debated Stu Peters?
I actually did debate Stu Peters, and he deleted the video, and it was moderated by Joel Bauman, the MMA fighter, and it was wild, man. I challenged him. I'm constantly challenging him. I'm on a kill stream with Ethan Ralph tomorrow, Adam Green, Matt Baker, Joel Bauman, Richard Spencer was going to be on there. He just had to bail. A whole bunch of others. And I've been trying to get Stu Peters to show up at that event. Anytime I could debate Stu Peters, I would like to debate
I'm working on. I'm trying to get on his show. We're having some scheduling problems. Maybe I'll bring that up. Maybe he'd like a round two. I think that'd be entertaining.
Yeah.
I don't think
he wants a round two because there was a reason why he deleted the first tapes.
We don't get any debate anymore because left and right just don't do it. So I mean, whatever. Let's have it any way we can. All right. One more thing.
Yeah. And Owen, I gotta say, to your credit, man, I don't have to agree with you on anything, on everything. I think you're the best in the game. And you know, really, a lot of the Adam King show started from the inspiration I gleaned off of your show. And, you know, and this is something that, like, you know, at InfoWars is so purist. I can never picture you or Alex walking off of a set and rage quitting like Gavin McInnes did to me or any of these other people. You guys take every single issue. You're never a coward. There's not a single coward at InfoWars. And people who are unwilling to debate or share their ideas, they're cowards.
I don't know. Maybe McGinnis just had to poop. All right? Let's give him the benefit of the
doubt. That was a very long poop that he took.
I like that, McGinnis. I want to get along with everybody. I think at the end of the day, we all just want to live free and prosper. Not to quote Star Trek, but I guess there it is. All right. You know what? Man, I can't decide what I want to finish on here. You've got these rabbis that talk about how they need to basically indoctrinate the youth into hate. I wanted to get Adam's take on that, or maybe to finish up on another thing. I hear this all the time, and I think this goes back to what we were talking about earlier, this frustration Americans have, which I think is why Nick Fuentes is so popular, specifically with younger people. Like Michael Savage does a show, he says, why does the youth hate Israel? Well, I don't think it's they necessarily hate Israel. They're just sick of having their future sold out, and they're told by the representatives, oh, the United States needs Israel. So I guess I'll leave it to you. Do you want to respond? Does the United States need Israel, or does Israel need the United States? Or what would you say about these rabbis that get on the podium and preach that you need to hate the Palestinians, or that you need to teach the youth how to engage in this hatred?
Anyone who peddles in hate is not working for God. That's all I got to say. God does not like division. God likes unity, and God is compassionate. And I don't like the peddling of hate or hatred. I think war is a brutal reality, and it's not fair, and it's not fun, and it just is. And like you said about people posting photographs of children's toys, that's so disgusting. It's cold, and people shouldn't have any sort of you know, when the Jews left Egypt, in the Bible it says that when the sea
you. If you're not in control, then someone else is. Join me, Ivy West, for Voices on the Wind, Saturday. I discuss government, health, metaphysics, suppressed science, universal mysteries, little-known incredible facts, alternative energies, and even more than you can imagine. Won't you join us on Revolution Radio Saturdays for Voices on the Wind, with me, Ivy West.
There are lives in the balance, people under fire, children at the cannons. There are...
Because if your head's in the sand, your tail is a target.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids. dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the secret kindergarten. Saturdays, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Revolution Radio.
Interrupt your normally scheduled programming to bring you this important broadcasting announcement. Now is the time to explore your greatest potential, embracing truth, health, and wellness while discarding the system and exposing its corruption. Experience true freedom every Saturday night between 6 and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live from Studio B. It's the Jonathan Wright Show.
Find it right here at revolution.radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution, Revolution. Radio!
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is Advanced Ancient Global Civilizations. Join me on The Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Come and have a chat with us for a minute.
How did it go? What did you talk about?
Within hours of the attack, and without any evidence, the U.S. government blames the attack on the Islamic State and says that Ukraine is not involved. The very next day, while Russians were grieving, CIA mouthpiece The Washington Post gloated how the U.S. had prior knowledge of the attack and people still died. It has been noted that the terrorists were either professional assassins or trained by Western forces, for they were demonstrating NATO training methods, such as shooting in small bursts, trigger control, and proper mag reloads. For anyone with eyes to see, this is the modus operandi of the West. Al-Qaeda was famously created by Western intelligence agencies to fight the Russians in Afghanistan, and has been cultivated by the U.S. government and used as a catalyst for illegal wars and tyrannical laws against U.S. citizens. Ukraine's spy chief said 3 months ago, expect more attacks deep inside of Russia.
I'm very glad to see this.
Yeah.
That's my reaction.
That's your reaction. You're happy to see it.
Yeah.
Do you think there'll be more?
I think so.
Inside Russia? Deep inside Russia?
Deeper and deeper.
Dmitry Medvedev said that everyone is asking him what to do. He answered that those who were caught need to be killed. But it's much more important to kill everyone involved. Everyone who paid, who sympathized, and who helped. Kill them all. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Rees.
It's been sold out for 6 months. It's our number two bestseller. It's X3, the highest quality, pure, deep earth crystal iodine you're going to find anywhere, with the two other types of iodine that are great for your body as well. So to make sure, no matter what type of body type you have, whatever your physiology is, it will supercharge you. Look at this giant stack right here. I can talk for hours about this on air, and I am planning to next week. But the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. And all iodine is not created equal. Most iodine is bound to other things in the environment, whether it's plants or animals you're eating, so you don't absorb it. This is pure, goes right into your cells. It is essential for all electrochemical activity. And despite the fact it's been sold out for 6 months, X3 is back in stock for 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. So stock up on X3 right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Another live transmission from the vaunted InfoWars studios deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide, 224 days, 12 hours, 53 minutes, 26 seconds, the most important election in world history. Huge developments on so many fronts as time compresses. The quickening accelerates towards the singularity. It is Monday, March 25th, 2024. I have a special guest joining us on all the big wars that are taking place, particularly in the Middle East and in Palestine and Israel. But other than that, we're going to open the phones up today in the first and second hour. We have a lot of big developments. People are hailing this as a victory for Trump. No, it's not. Because I've checked the law, I've talked to lawyers that are involved in posting big bonds and cases, and the mainline analysts admit that he owns so much property, property itself worth in the tens of billions, that all you have to do is post the property as collateral to that. But the courts are not allowing that. And so now, today, the court reduced it from $450-plus million, the New York appeals court, to $175 million, as he appeals the fine in the New York City case. Quite a fine, but CNN said, don't worry, last week. They said he can just sell Mar-a-Lago. People will buy it for $250-500 million, they're saying. But the judge, who doesn't have a real estate license and didn't even have a jury in another state, he said, that's worth $18 million. All I can say is absolutely incredible. We've got that. Really, the big elephant in the room is the totally open borders and the other than Latin American. That's what the Border Patrol calls it, other than Mexican, other than Latin American. They have different categories that they officially have. The Border Patrol chief has reported over 160 different nations have sent individuals. They've caught individuals from those nations, and they're warning of imminent terror attacks, reporting that ISIS has been rearmed after the disastrous snap withdrawal that Biden engaged in 2 years ago out of Afghanistan. Of course, that ties into the supposed ISIS attack in Russia. So we're going to be spending a lot of time on that stack of information today. Also, I mentioned this some yesterday, but I want to really dig into it today. A whole stack of articles, New York Times, Time Magazine, Rolling Stone, you name it, with the Democrats saying, oh, we've got a plan to stop Trump from stealing the election by basically stealing it. Now we've got a new clip of Liz Cheney. Future of democracy depends on making sure Republicans are not in the majority. Liz Cheney is now campaigning openly for the Democratic Party and the defeat of all Republicans, which is what Dick Cheney and all these people have always been. And the apple did not fall far from the tree. You look at George Herbert Walker Bush, first hired by Governor Nelson Rockefeller, and then he was at the CIA, and then he was the ambassador to China to open up China in the 70s. He said, I am a Rockefeller Republican. Well, that means a blue blood neocon rhino. And look, we all know that. I'm stating the obvious here. They're like, Alex, tell us something we don't know. Next, you're going to tell us grass is green, maybe, and that, again, little birdies fly in the sky. But it's amazing. The secret history of the shadow campaign that saved the 2020 election. Remember that report 2 years ago when they bragged that they stole the election? Now 3 years ago? Biden is building a superstructure to stop Trump from stealing the election. That's one of the new articles out of Rolling Stone. There's a big article on it at Infowars.com. So we're going to be hitting all of that today as well. You know, I don't normally focus on the royals because they're just an evil globalist organization, and they're not the British government. They're not the symbol of the people of the UK. They're not even British. They're not even Scottish. They're Eastern European, ancient, thousand-year-old royalty and the main royal dynasty of Europe going on for hundreds and hundreds of years. But there was a big debate about where's Kate Middleton? She's not been seen in months. And there was a conspiracy theory of you said maybe something was wrong with her. And now she's been out in public. Oh, she's just fine. All the conspiracies, it's a body double. I don't think it's a body double. It looks just like her. But sure enough, cancer, we're told. And she's gone in for surgery. And it's in her guts, but they won't say specifically what. And then I noticed, if you talk about the exploding cancer rates in young people after the deadly mRNA shots, which we predicted would cause this, because all the top scientists predicted it, including the inventor of mRNA and others, including the former head of their virology operation, their vice president, Dr. Michael Yeadon, as well. The spin machine has gone into overdrive that, yes, cancer rates are exploding. Yes, heart attack rates are exploding. Yes, myocarditis is exploding. Yes, infertility is exploding. Yes, blood clots are exploding. Yes, strokes are exploding. But it's a conspiracy to say it's linked to the shots. Well, funny, I pulled up mainline government reports saying the shots could and would cause that. They just call it rare. So I have 1, 2, 3 stacks on that. And then that stack, those stacks tie into this stack. FDA admits COVID vaccine leads to significantly elevated risk of seizures in toddlers. Mainstream U.S. government. The Pope says not taking the shot is an act of suicide, refuses to condemn transhumanist mRNA injections. Japanese study urges halt on mRNA vaccines amid blood bank contamination fears. And the FDA had to retreat, of course, in the last few weeks and admit that ivermectin works and ivermectin's good. So I'll be drilling through all of that. We have Israel obviously announcing last week that they're planning to invade what's left of Gaza into Rafah and drive them up against the huge 75-foot barbed wire fences that are there on the border with Egypt. And then Israeli walls around the rest of it. The only area to escape would be to the sea, where the United States has built a giant makeshift pier. And if you think bombing refugee camps
But 2,000-pound bombs isn't genocide. I don't know what it is. And there's been this big hoopla. I mean, we're talking, without me even trying to count, 100 million views. It's got to be hundreds of thousands of X comments. Since last week, we aired the footage of clearly youth in southern Gaza walking up the middle of the dirt road and being missiled to death by drones. And I just said, this is indiscriminate. Israel's losing the high ground. I'm not anti-Israel, but at the same time, I'm not anti-U.S., but I don't like it when our government did things around the world that were wrong. And what the Israeli government has been up to is disingenuous and dishonest. I mean, we know there was a stand down on October 7th. We're not sure exactly who's done it. Netanyahu said, well, we'll investigate after the war is over. But now they say the war is basically never going to end. First, it would last a year. Now they're saying 2 years. So we see where this is headed, a permanent military state. And they've tried to brainwash Americans, that is the pro-war types in the Middle East and in our own Pentagon, that if you don't support everything the Israeli government does, you hate Jews and you're anti-Semitic. And I resent that. It's not true, obviously, on its face. The majority of Jews in Israel don't agree with Benjamin Netanyahu. You ask, how's he in power? Well, it's a parliamentary system, so he can have 20% of the vote, just like Justin Trudeau, and still be in power. And I don't even have a hard-on for Benjamin Netanyahu. I don't know if he ordered the stand-down. But even Israeli newspapers admit there was a stand-down, but he doesn't want an investigation of it right now. So since October 7th, I've said I'm nebulous on who was behind the stand-down. More and more, it moves to the Likudniks and to Netanyahu because he's using it to stay in power. He doesn't want an investigation. He was getting a lot of heat for it weeks after October 7th. He kind of blamed the top generals. Then they blamed him. Then he apologized to them. So I'm not exactly sure who did the stand down, but even if you're pro-Israel, you should be able to look at the images coming out of Gaza and know that it's turning the world against Israel. And why would Israel then do this? Just for some more oceanfront property, like Jared Kushner says, which is a disgusting statement, but honest, so less disgusting than lying about it. I guess they're real estate people. That's how they see everything. Like when Trump went to Kim Jong-un and said, I have people as slaves. You could have golf courses and hotels and casinos. Well, you'll be more valuable than South Korea, which is true. They've got more land. South Korea is the most prosperous country per capita money-wise in the world for the average citizen. Look at the North. It's the most poor. And I'm not here apologizing what Jared Kushner said. It's just unbelievable these statements are made. And so I've tried to stay neutral on this Israel thing, Palestinian issue, because that's not everything I look at. I'm worried about hundreds of millions set to starve from the food and fertilizer being cut off. The 80-plus million the UN admits have starved to death the last 4 years as a result of the lockdowns and the chain reaction that caused. I'm concerned about the hundreds of thousands of fentanyl deaths a year, the open borders and the Satanism and the pedophilia and Hollywood and the New World Order and war with Russia and nuclear war and hyperinflation. But to the left and to the right in America, it's been like this since I was a little kid. I'm 50 now. But since I've been on air 30 years, this is basically where liberals and conservatives spend about half their time talking about Israel and Palestine all day. And so I've tried to stay out of it because it gives me a headache. And the different groups that totally support Israel, no matter what Israel does, are in a cult. And the groups that totally hate Israel and blame everything on Israel and Jews are in a cult. And it gives me a headache. And so I've been attacked by the pro-Israel crowd of not being pro-Israel enough. And I've been attacked by the pro-Palestinian crowd as working for the Zionists. It's just horse crap. Just like when I'm against war with Russia. Oh, you work for the Russians. No, I don't. I'm against nuclear war. I like living. And quite frankly, I'm sick of talking about Russia. I want to talk about our border. I want to talk about the test scores basically plummeting to almost zero. Many school districts in America can't graduate even 5% of their students with passing grades. It's mainly blue cities. I mean, our country is a wreck. The world is a wreck. We've got major financial crises already happening, even more on the horizon. This is serious. And so I try to have adult discussions about all of this. The rabbi that has been going after Candace Owens, and she's been going back after him, has been attacking me. Chumley, I think is how you say his name. Chumley. Schmoley. I don't have his name in front of me. I'm not trying to be sarcastic with the name. Schmoley. And he's either completely insane, in my view, or he's like the ADL trying to get Jews persecuted so that, you know, he can be the leader and the savior. So I challenged him to come on the show and discuss this. He said, I'll debate you and all digitally, you know, decapitate you and all this other stuff. So I hit him back. You can read it all on X. And I said, I didn't say debate you. I want to have a serious discussion with you. But if you want to have a debate, that's fine. You know, it's like the Kanye West thing turned into a debate. And he came here to debate me. He's supposed to be a guest on the show. And it's the same thing when Nick Fuentes was on. Everybody calls it a debate. And or it turned into a debate with Stu Peters. I didn't intend any of that to be a debate. I never called those a debate. I said we were having them on for a discussion. We can call it a debate if you want about the issues. And it just becomes this mindlessness where you have to pick a side, and he has not responded since I happened to wake up to take a piss at like 3:30 in the morning, to pick my phone up just to look at it. I noticed he just responded back saying, yeah, I'll debate you. So I hit him up 3 or 4 times today and privately, Rabbi Shumley, and said, will you please come on? So I, as of now, unless I haven't looked at my phone in 30 minutes, he hasn't said he'll come on, but I think that'd be a really, really good discussion or debate. But I just don't want to sit here and spew names at him and then have him spew names back. And then I'm supposed to take the anti-Jew position, according to him. That's what I stand for. And then spew back bad stuff about Jews in Israel. And then he spews back bad things about me. I mean, I really want to ask him what the hell he thinks he's doing. And yeah, in both the videos he's posted, he's not stupid. I've seen him do serious interviews. He's doing provocative stuff, lap dances on top children, pinching little girls' breasts, while he wears a witch outfit. Come on, man. Maybe he's had a nervous breakdown, but and doesn't know it. So we've got a guest coming on in the third hour who's going to be discussing the crisis in Gaza. Hala Jaber, she's a very well-spoken journalist, award-winning. So look for that coming up in the third hour. But, you know, it's really a self-fulfilling prophecy. Here I am saying I'm sick of talking about Israel. And now everything has to be put in a box. You're either totally for Israel, whoever's in power over there, whatever their new policy is, forced injections, whatever it is. Oh, don't criticize Netanyahu for trying to force injections on people or saying Israel's now the guinea pig state where we're going to test on our citizens new drugs to see if they work. And I attacked Netanyahu last year when he said that with Jordan Peterson. And I got massively attacked. What are you doing? You're anti-Semitic now. That's just crazy talk. I'm against forced injections in Australia and the United States and Germany and everywhere. We're really all a human community who are being attacked by very corrupt corporations and groups. And Israel and Israel's representatives like the ADL really are trying to stir up a clash of civilizations with the West. And I can tell you that their rabbis and leaders on TV in English and in Hebrew, I could sit here and play you 100 clips today of prominent rabbis on TV saying, we want to destroy the Christians and the Muslims and have them all kill each other. And we're glad America's killing the Muslims for us because it kills them too. And everybody else is subhuman and we're the superior people. And I'm just sitting there watching this. And I'm just like, you know, everybody goes and puts this on the internet, right? And there are a lot of Jews calling them out. But then most of them run over and then support Hezbollah and the Muslims who openly say they're going to take over. It's just like, please, man, I didn't grow up in the Middle East. I've never been there. I've studied it. It's very interesting. But good God, I am a Western Christian Renaissance man. I do want a free society. I do want people to live in peace. And that's why the West has been the best place per capita to live in the world. We've had plenty of problems. But all of this Eastern weirdness, we're exporting it, folks. And it's all duplicitous. It's all backstabbing. It's sick. It's absolutely disgusting. And there are some good parts of the cultures there. But it has descended into madness. And that's just where I stand on this. So I've already digressed off into it. But trying to be level-headed and trying to have a real discussion. And you either totally back whatever Muslims want to do, whatever faction is demanding something, or you're bad. Or you do whatever the leftist Jewish organizations in Israel and whoever's in power say, or you're an anti-Semite. And people are sick of being called this. Sick of being. I mean, I'm not. I noticed this Shumley rabbi posted on X to somebody really making an in general anti-Jew statement, which I don't think is fair. You know, you're all evil, you're all bad thing. He said, oh, you're just obsessed with us. You're just jealous of us. You're just obsessed. Well, here's the deal. I don't want to be obsessed with you. And the world is, yes, forcing everyone to be obsessed with Jews. And that's just where we are. And that's the new big item. And for thousands of years, it reemerges. And I think we'd all be really smart here not to get into a clash of civilizations that a very evil force behind the scenes, the devil, is manipulating, in my view, to destroy humanity. I noticed another creepy clip from Shumley I saw last week where he says, all you other religions don't get it. We in Judaism don't believe in Satan. There's only God, and God's so wonderful. And he's kind of dancing around like a demon and, you know, looks like pretty creepy dude. I mean, if I was going to cast somebody to be the, you know, the bad guy in the next Saw movie, it'd be him. I mean, he makes your skin crawl. Not because he's Jewish, but because he makes your skin crawl. Like Dr. Zelenko, loving, smart, intelligent man, great, you know, person whose family comes from a rabbinical background. He would bring tears to my eyes at things he would say. You could feel his goodness and his soul. And I've known so many Jews like that that are great people. And then you got this guy. It's like saying Hitler represents the Germans. And I'm not saying Shumley is Hitler. I'm just saying Hitler makes my skin crawl. You look at him. You look at his eyes. You look at the attitude. It's dark. It's dangerous. It's scary. It makes me think I'm going to put my fist up. Well, Shumley makes me think I don't want to turn my back on him. I mean, this guy is a caricature. And by the way, every group has this caricature. But he is like literally putting on costumes to exacerbate it. And I'm already going down the rabbit hole. Oh, my God, I'm so sick of this. But I mean, it's just, it's everywhere. I have to address it. I have to talk about it. And I'll just tell you, I don't want to be in the anti-Israel, anti-Jew camp, and I don't want to be in the radical Islamist camp, and I do not want to be in the crazy Israeli camp with all the infighting and all of the psycho behavior and the genocide stuff. Just, I am not in either one of your clubs. Get that straight. I'm like Switzerland, baby. I am neutral. But I'm going to make observations here from Switzerland about what I think about the two sides acting like complete maniacs are doing. And I'm also going to say, I don't want the million-plus Islamic refugees taken here that Israel says are so deadly they got to even kill the children. That's all over Israeli TV. But then you want us to take them. In fact, if Israel successfully ships these people over and anybody gets killed, I'm going to hold Israel responsible and Netanyahu. You shouldn't purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com just because it keeps us on the air. You should get these products because they are game-changing. Everybody knows our information is some of the most hardcore, accurate intel on the planet. Well, our products are absolutely no different. They are amazing. They are the missing links people need. And of all the deficiencies that are out there, one of the biggest problems on the planet is iodine deficiency. Just look up iodine deficiency on Wikipedia. More than 2 billion people, the UN estimates, have major cognitive disabilities because they haven't had iodine. It is essential in all electrochemical activity in the body, but most iodine in plants or in meat is bound to other compounds or other elements, so you don't get the full absorption. Not with X3. It has all three of the healthy types of iodine in it, the good halogens, the deep earth crystal, pure nascent iodine, and then two other types, the scientists tell us, help with absorption. X3 has been sold out for 6 months. It's now back in stock for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the broadcast and everything else we do. So I want to encourage you all to get your X3 for 40% off now at InfoWarsStore.com. It takes about 2 weeks to kick in, but almost everybody has incredible results. Separately, we have another great product, 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force, available discounted at InfoWarsStore.com as well. It's discounted as well, despite the fact we're about to sell out. So whether it's X3, Next Level Iodine, or whether it's Turbo Force, 10-Hour Clean Energy, they're both available, discounted right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It funds the broadcast, and it's game-changing. Take action now.
The year is 2030. The World Economic Forum's agenda unfolds, ushering in an era where AI seeks to dominate. In this world of steel and algorithms, there's a ray of hope for humanity. It's Baudis from InfoWarsStore.com. This revolutionary blend of ancient herbs and modern science stands as a symbol of resistance. It's not just about combating inflammation. It's about making your body feel invincible in the InfoWar. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and order yours before the sale is terminated.
Working at InfoWars is a very demanding job, and hosting a 3-hour talk show is very demanding as well. And I've got two sources for energy and focus, both available at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, I never go on air without them at my desk. Turbo Force Plus, 10 hours of clean energy in one scoop of Turbo Force Plus from InfoWarsStore.com. So I take it maybe 30 minutes, an hour before the show. I've got plenty of energy to get ready, go through all the news, work with the crew to have all the elements ready to go. Turbo Force Plus, InfoWarsStore.com. And then I've got extra energy even beyond that. If I want to do interviews late into the night or help edit videos, come up with names and titles for the segments, I always go to Turbo Force Plus. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get yourself some Turbo Force Plus. Take advantage of this sale while supplies last.
Just one more thing.
Never do I go on air without my Brain Force Plus as well. For mental clarity, mental focus, mental energy, also available at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've got a big presentation at work, a big exam coming up, go to InfoWarsStore.com, get yourself some Turbo Force Plus and some Brain Force Plus, and you'll support the InfoWar in the process. Turbo Force Plus, Brain Force Plus, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, let's start drilling into the news. I've already mentioned a lot of what's coming up. I'm going to start opening the phones up in the second hour. So we'll start taking your calls in the last segment of this hour, getting you lined up to come on just a few minutes into hour number two. Coming up next segment, I want to talk about the Islamic terror threat in America that is extremely real, and that the wars we've had over there have exacerbated it. And notice the globalists opened the borders up to Europe and the U.S. to bring them in. And a lot of these terror groups are controlled by the CIA and others. So we've got that very, very important stack. But I wanted to play a short clip of Tucker Carlson explaining that the U.S. / British Empire model, and that's what the New World Order is fading. at the highest levels, the globalists have actually planned this for a while, but they thought China would still be allied with them. They're not. So that's why the Western Empire is in so much trouble. And I see China as just as bad as the New World Order, basically a demonic doppelganger of it. But it's definitely broken with the globalists, but it still controls a lot of our politicians. So here's Tucker Carlson talking about it.
Because the world is resetting completely. The post-war order is collapsing. NATO is going to collapse, obviously. You can't have the driver of NATO, which is the United States, sabotage Germany's main source of cheap energy in Nord Stream. The Biden administration blew up Nord Stream. And the Germans are so self-hating, they won't say anything about it. They sort of put their head down like, no, I don't want to talk about that. Okay. But I do want to talk about it because it's important. First of all, it was the biggest act of industrial sabotage in history. Second, it was the largest man-made CO2 emission in history, which if you're a global warming cultist is like the devil himself come to Earth. And the Biden administration did that. But third and most important, it was an attack on Germany, which is the most powerful country in Europe. Western Europe is America's last main ally, and we just attacked our most important ally. NATO cannot stand long term. At some point, the Germans are going to wake up and be like, wait a second, we had chemical plants 2 years ago, now we don't. You just wrecked our economy. I don't think it can continue after that. I really don't. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't see how it does.
That's right. People that don't know, they make fertilizer out of natural gas. It's one of the main sources. So, and the Dutch government just shut off half their nitrogen production, period. And people say, okay, who cares? That's industrial. That's stuff that engineers deal with. It's what grows the damn food, people. So the globalists aren't just cutting off the third world's food, which is terrible. Then they flood us, the survivors. They're cutting off the entire world's food supply. Now here, that just means your grocery bills are double and it hurts you bad. You can't go to the movies and you can't send your kids to college or go on a vacation. The third world, it means you die. Okay, so this is the angrier world. The dominoes are already falling. We're deep into this, and we have such a normalcy bias of living in relative freedom and security. They've already irrevocably put things into motion that even if you try to turn it around now, it's going to be disastrous. And if these policies of cutting off the food for plants, which is the food for humans and the animals we eat, and you cut the energy off to the machines that get us everywhere we go and that also help produce the food, what happens? Again, if you walk out in a parking lot and I've got a 5-gallon tank siphoning the last 5 gallons out of your car, that means your car's not going to start. And you can't just go down the street to a gas station, okay? When it comes to fertilizer, once you've put this into motion, they've already drained the damn tank. The third world is already melting down. It's already flooding us. It's irrevocably devastating now. And you notice what I told you months ago, from the actuaries I've seen, it appears to me that really about a year ago, world population peaked and started dropping dramatically, but they were hiding it. Well, now Yahoo, AP, Reuters all say, guess what? A year ago, population began to actually drop. They'll drop by half in just the next 60 years or so, and further after that. Oh, and so is life expectancy. And then it's normal now to have heart attacks when you're 8 years old and cancer when you're 15. I'm going to cover all that coming up, too. So it's a frickin' dystopia, people. So I'll say this again. While we all obsess over the Palestinians, which it's wrong, and it's wrong that 25,000 kids and women have died conservatively, but it's also wrong to not talk about the 80-plus million starved to death the UN admits from the lockdowns, not from the virus, and the dominoes falling that'll kill hundreds of millions in just the next few years, and the hell that's going to create. Half the world lives on less than $2 a day. When they start spending more than half of their pay, $14 a week on average, on food and energy, everything melts down and you get road warrior and you get cannibalism, you get Haiti. So I just keep ringing the alarm and you're like, yeah, I see my food costs a lot more. Yeah. And, you know, what are you making even as a blue collar worker? You know, what are you making? $200 a day? You can barely live on that? You pull up and gas is too expensive, food's too expensive. You're having to bum money off your parents, whatever, get 2-3 jobs. Imagine making $2 a day. That's the global average. in half the world. All right, I'm going to stop there. I am just so upset right now. And then people think, oh, the left's crazy, going after the meat packers and going after the oil producers and going after everybody. And now Letitia James and George Soros suing all these industries. They're going to shut America down. That's the plan, folks. That's the post-industrial plan. So here's Kevin O'Leary chiming on the latest with Trump and the financial markets globally, how they see it.
Hope more people think about it, but they're gnashing their teeth to shame at seizing properties. And people in the press are applauding. They're giggling. This is bloodthirsty.
Okay, now you're talking. You're right. This is hurting the American brand. What's going on in New York is, it has nothing to do with Trump. That case is over. What's going on now is concerning financial markets all around the world, because in the United States, and everybody, what, I don't care what color you are, red or blue or independent, doesn't matter, we are the bastion of safety when it comes to investing large pools of capital. That's what America represents. We have property rights, we have an appellate system, we have law people trust, and we give you good returns with the least amount of resistance. And what's happening in New York is tainting the American brand. I mean, seizing assets after 22 days? In a bankruptcy court, you get years to resolve this. This is not a good look on New York. It doesn't matter if it's Trump. It could be anybody. I think that's very bad for the American brand. And I also would argue that you think about if this is going to help New Yorkers, they should be asking for better management. I'm very disturbed. And the way I look at it, and I speak to many institutional capital fronts, including sovereign wealth, because I'm trying to buy TikTok right now. So I'm running all around the world trying to raise $30, $40 billion. And they all ask me the same thing. We're watching this New York thing play out. It looks to everybody like it was some dress-up court day when the parents were out and everybody got dressed up in robes and had fun acting out some court trial. When are the adults coming back into this? There are no adults yet.
That's true. I mean, you're running around trying to raise $40 billion. I'm running around trying to sell my book, get it together. Doing different things, but I believe we believe the same things. Kevin O'Leary, thanks as always for sharing your expertise on Primetime.
By the way, O'Leary's right about all this, obviously, and I've been playing a lot of his clips because this is just like shutting off the major pipelines across the country. The first week he got in office, he didn't just shut down the Keystone. Over 2,000 spurs that had to be upgraded, they said no more permits to fix any of those gas, oil, or fuel pipelines. And he shut down dozens of other big pipelines. He tried to shut down the two big pipelines out of Canada into Michigan. I mean, this is devastating. What does a foreign military do when they invade you, if it's a major military? They bomb your energy production and energy delivery systems first. You blow up the energy systems, and your enemy can't operate. The criminals running our government have already shipped our jobs overseas. Now they're just going down the switches, flip, 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 turning us off. Like in 2001 Space Odyssey, when the astronaut gets into the computer bank to turn off the HAL 9000. I'm afraid, Dave, I'm afraid. They're just going on the line, turning us off, turning us off, turning us off. And the left thinks it's funny. It's been sold out for 6 months. It's our number two bestseller. It's X3, the highest quality, pure, deep earth crystal iodine you're going to find anywhere, with the two other types of iodine that are great for your body as well. So to make sure, no matter what type of body type you have, whatever your physiology is, it will supercharge you. Look at this giant stack right here. I could talk for hours about this on air, and I am planning to next week. But the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. And all iodine is not created equal. Most iodine is bound to other things in the environment, whether it's plants or animals you're eating, so you don't absorb it. This is pure, goes right into your cells. It is essential for all electrochemical activity. And despite the fact it's been sold out for 6 months, X3 is back in stock for 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. So stock up on X3 right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Survival Shield X3 is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I don't have to tell you all the amazing benefits of nascent iodine. You can take the time to look that up yourself. I've got a stack right here that I printed of study after study going over all the amazing benefits of nascent iodine. And that's why we formulated Survival Shield X3 for you, the listener, the InfoWarrior, so you can be as healthy as possible with the highest amount of energy as possible and as sharp mentally as possible as well. Now, this tri-iodine formula contains nascent iodine, potassium iodide, and sodium iodide. These are three different types of iodine that are sourced from ancient sea salts deep beneath the Earth's crust for maximum purity. This helps with things like metabolic efficiency, detoxification benefits, cognitive and neurological support, skin enhancement even, and prevention of hypothyroidism. Make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Survival Shield X3 now at 40% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Show to mainly focus on the giant theater attack in Moscow last Friday and all the spin around that and who really runs ISIS and the history of it. The larger issue is Biden 2+ years ago gave 86 billion dollars worth of weapons to the smorgasbord of different Islamic groups, including ISIS-K that operates out of Afghanistan, and we know a lot of those weapons have showed up in Europe and mainly in the Middle East. So that's a big deal. Why the hell did Biden do that when Trump had a 6-month withdrawal plan that would have been orderly? And then why did Biden give $6 billion to Iran a month before Hezbollah trained and launched the attack through Hamas against Israel that I think was terrible, that I repudiated? Why did Israel stand down? Which we know they did. That's not debated. The question is who gave the order. So there's a bigger clash coming out of this the globalists want. A global trigger that'll be the smokescreen for bringing in the new cashless society, the central bank digital currencies, the ESGs, the carbon taxes, the vaccine passports. They admit they're using that for this now. So what have we not harped on enough? Sure, I've had Michael Yon on, and I've talked about it some, but not enough since the Friday attack. And that is, the Border Patrol estimates several hundred thousand other than Latin American from the Middle East, from Central Asia, the vast majority, upwards of 90%, being military-age men. And we've got countless videos. You've seen them. Should I play them again? In just the last few weeks. And people check the identity of the guy. And he's like, I'm with the Iran National Guard and Hezbollah. And soon we're going to get you. And it goes on and on. Yeah, here, you're going to find out who I am. And this guy's with Hezbollah. People were able to scan his face and look it up. And sure enough, it's him. And there's a bunch of these videos. So why has the federal government, since Biden stole the election, done this? What are they planning? The FBI says brace for imminent ISIS attacks. France says brace for them. I've got all the articles right here. And then if they let these attacks take place, how do they then try to not get the political fallout from that? Well, they think we're so stupid that we won't remember that they're the ones that brought them in. So this is a big issue. And I've said for years that after Trump wins in November, before he ever gets to office, they're going to trigger their Islamic groups that have been all pissed off by what Israel's been involved in and that whole thing that's staged on both sides. The evidence is overwhelming. And Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and the rest of these groups are going to uprise when he's president-elect and burn the country down. It'll be blamed on Trump. And they'll use some cop shooting or something as the excuse. Oh, people are rioting and shooting and killing because a cop shot, you know, an unarmed black man. You know the pre-programming. And then the Democrats, months after I predicted this, or years after I did, have said, oh, we want to strip Trump preemptively. They've introduced legislation. That's a coup by Congress. That's a constitutional crisis. Over the executive branch, so Trump can't ever invoke the Insurrection Act that George Herbert Walker Bush last invoked during the L.A. riots in 1992. So they're pre-positioning this, and then the federal judge rules, an Obama appointee that rules against citizens owning guns and who rules for red flag laws to have your guns taken without due process. She says illegal aliens that came here illegally but have criminal records, they can have guns, they can buy guns, they can carry guns. That was a week and a half ago. Oh, and by the way, illegal aliens, the senators and congressmen have said, they're going to make up our new military. They're going to make up our new police. It's hard to believe they're really preparing a Red Dawn scenario, but that's what the evidence overwhelmingly points to. And it's delusional, and it's not going to go well, and it's crazy, but nevertheless, they are doing it. So this is bigger than just changing congressional apportionment. This is different. That's only a subset of their goals and why they've done this and their motives. To get all these new blue congressional seats in already blue cities that they're packing full of illegals. Because even if they don't vote right away, which many of them do, Democrats have legalized it in most blue cities. Total fraud. Where's the Supreme Court? Where's the Justice Department? But they're doing it. But they get it automatically in congressional apportionment via the census, which is coming around again. So this is going down, ladies and gentlemen. And the illegals are wearing Biden shirts, are saying, F America, we're coming here to squat in your houses, we're coming here to rob you, and the crime wave is insane, then the FBI hides the crime statistics. It's an amazing time to be alive. And George Soros lets the criminals with all the DAs he controls, attorney generals, out of jail. He prosecutes people that defend themselves. Something like 30% of retail stores have closed the last 3 years because of the crime wave from Walmart to Target to Walgreens to mom and pops. It is going down. Asymmetrical warfare, homeless everywhere, hundreds of thousands a year of fentanyl deaths. The globalists administratively cutting off our energy supplies, attacking our families, devaluing our currency, massively raising taxes. All of it is meant to throw a wet blanket on the country, and they think we'll be dumb and accept their new global cashless society as the answer to get us out of it, and they brag that's the plan. Comprende? Do people understand this? Do you comprehend it? I think you do. But I want to explain to you, I'm not an alarmist. I get physically upset when I every few days, because I talk a lot and say a lot, I'll catch a big mistake I made, and I'll come and tell you when I made it. I am totally dialed into wanting to tell the truth. These people lie on purpose. And so I don't want to get up here and say alarmist things just to be alarmist. But alarmism is good when it's to warn somebody, like you're a neighbor, and you get up to go to the bathroom at 4 a.m., and you look across the street and see fire shooting out of your neighbor's garage. You first call your neighbor and say, hey, Bob, get you and your wife and kids out of the house. Your garage is on fire. And the next call you make is to 911. Maybe you call 911 first. The 911 makes you sit on hold for a while and ask you 100 questions. I would call my neighbor first, then I'd call 911. Then I'd leave the house. If they didn't come out, go bang on their door. I'd expect my neighbor to do that for me. So I believe and I know with all this bizarre over-the-top behavior and how the globalists are desperate that it's in the cards and it's in their battle plan and they are seriously considering activating leftist, communist, Islamist forces in this country. And then you go, well, that's great, Alex. You're pro-Israel then. You want to kill them all. Israel stood down. Biden gave Iran $6 billion a month before they launched the attack. At the higher globalist levels, this is all being staged. Doesn't mean real Israelis didn't die. Doesn't mean the attacks weren't real. Doesn't mean real Palestinians died. Doesn't mean innocent children died. They did. It's real for those of us dying on the ground. But up above it, it is administrative destabilization and operation chaos, which the globalists admit is their plan. So I know that they've got an array of weapons pointed at us politically, culturally, economically, spiritually. They're firing them all at us, but they've got the big gun of major terror attacks and uprisings ready. Let's put up back on the board, how long to the election, please? So I have prayed about this. I have spent hundreds of hours researching it. Sometimes I sit in a room in a chair for 2 hours thinking about this, completely focused so that I do not steer you wrong. And I think folks know that I'm one of the most accurate people who is public. There are a lot of other smart people that aren't public that know what's going on. They're just not a talk show host. But God put me in this position. I don't think you need me to tell you this. I think all of you see this as well. But I'm here to tell you, I 100% know that currently this is an operational plan that they've got already rolling. And at a certain point, they won't be able to turn it back because they're useful idiots that they're going to have to pre-program.
Revolution Radio. Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio.